Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian women, and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for Christian women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. So this is day six, and let's talk about the right and wrong way to handle anger. A scripture that is good to meditate on when it comes to knowing how to experience and handle anger is Ephesians 4, 26 through 7. And it says, "And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil." So before I begin, I want to say that it's a perfectly normal response to be angry about injustices or when someone you loved or love trusted hurts and betrays you. But what is not pleasing to God is when your anger leads you into sinful behavior, like getting even, or then you start getting angry with God and you allow your faith to fade or become stunted as a result. That's what the scripture is getting at. It's not saying that you should never get angry. It's instructing you to experience your anger in a way where you can work through it and resolve it so that you are not led to sin, which will ultimately hand you over to the devil. I know for some of you listening right now, you'd rather be able to express your anger in a way that lets people know that it's not all right to get one over on you. But it is clear in this scripture that acting in that way is going to lead you to sin, which will hand you over to the devil. The scripture says anger gives a foothold to the devil, and giving him a foothold and not tearing that foothold out will allow him to have you as his playground. I'm not saying, again, that you have to let people walk all over you or that you can't feel or express anger. But what I am saying is do not permanently give yourself over to the devil by letting unresolved anger drive your behavior. So let me know where you are with handling anger in your own life. Email me at afi@authoroffaithmen.com to let me know. Until tomorrow, stay encouraged, and we will talk soon.